Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, LLM Engineer Handbook Master, The Art of Engineering Large Language Models from Concept to Production, is a technical guide for practitioners who want to build large language model applications beyond prototypes. Written by Paul Houston and Maxime Lebon, it belongs to the applied AI engineering and LLM ops genre rather than to theoretical machine learning literature. Its purpose is to show how data, prompts, models, infrastructure, retrieval systems, and monitoring fit together in a production system. The book emphasizes hands-on implementation, including retrieval-augmented generation, supervised fine-tuning, model serving, vector databases, cloud deployment, and continuous improvement pipelines. Its central value is that it treats LLM applications as engineered systems with dependencies, costs, failure modes, and operational responsibilities. Instead of presenting LLMs only as APIs or research artifacts, it explains how teams can design maintainable services, manage data flows, evaluate outputs, and deploy models under real-world latency, reliability, and budget constraints. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, production architecture for LLM applications as connected services. A major theme of the book is that an LLM product should be designed as a system of coordinated components rather than as a single prompt wrapped around a model call. The architecture presented in public summaries includes business microservices, model serving services, vector databases, storage layers, and orchestration pipelines. This reflects a practical reality production. LLM systems need separation of concerns. A fast API service can handle user requests, authentication, retrieval, prompt construction, and response streaming, while a dedicated LLM service can focus on inference with GPU resources. A vector database such as Qdrant can support low-latency retrieval, and a model registry can manage model versions. This design matters because LLM applications often fail not from model weakness alone, but from poorly managed interfaces, slow retrieval, inconsistent prompts, or untracked deployment changes. By framing the application as microservices and infrastructure, the book helps engineers reason about scalability, observability, fault isolation, and maintainability. The result is a shift from experimentation to software engineering discipline. Secondly, retrieval augmented generation as a data engineering problem. The book treats retrieval augmented generation as more than attaching a vector search step to a chatbot. RAG depends on the quality, structure, freshness, and accessibility of the underlying knowledge base. Engineers must collect source data, clean it, chunk it, embed it, index it, retrieve it, and assemble it into prompts in ways that preserve relevance and context. This makes RAG partly a data engineering discipline. Poor chunking can fragment meaning. Weak metadata can reduce retrieval precision, and stale indexes can cause answers to lag behind business reality. The book is valuable because it connects RAG to production concerns such as low-latency retrieval, vector database selection, prompt assembly, and evaluation. It also clarifies why RAG is often preferred before fine-tuning when the problem is factual grounding rather than changing model behavior. The mechanism is practical. External knowledge is retrieved at inference time, reducing the need to encode every fact inside model weights. This helps teams update knowledge faster, control sources, and reduce hallucination risk. Thirdly, fine-tuning, prompt engineering, and model optimization as complementary tools. The book does not present fine-tuning as a universal solution. Instead, it places fine-tuning alongside prompt engineering, RAG, and inference optimization as separate levers for improving an LLM system. Prompt engineering is useful when behavior can be shaped through instructions, examples, and structured context. RAG is useful when the model needs external or frequently changing knowledge. Supervised fine-tuning becomes relevant when the model must learn task style, domain-specific patterns, or consistent output behavior that prompts alone do not reliably produce. This distinction is important because fine-tuning introduces costs, dataset preparation, training infrastructure, evaluation, deployment complexity, and potential regression in general abilities. The book also addresses optimization methods, such as quantization and efficient attention implementations, which matter when serving models under latency and budget constraints. The practical insight is that engineering LLMs requires choosing the least costly intervention that solves the problem. A strong production system may combine all these methods, but each should be justified by measurable need rather than by technical fashion. Fourthly, LLM ops extends DevOps and MWOps to prompts, outputs, and feedback loops. A defining contribution of the book is its emphasis on LLM ops as an extension of existing engineering practices. A traditional DevOps focuses on version control, testing, deployment automation, and monitoring. MLOps adds experiment tracking, data lineage, model registries, and continuous training. LLMOps must additionally manage prompts, model outputs, guardrails, retrieval context, user feedback, and evaluation traces. This matters because LLM behavior depends not only on code and model weights, but also on prompt templates, retrieved documents, inference settings, and changing user inputs. The book discusses tools and practices associated with experiment tracking, prompt monitoring, pipeline orchestration, cloud storage, and deployment infrastructure. The practical argument is that every important artifact must be versioned or observed: code, data, prompts, models, and generated answers. Without this discipline, teams cannot explain why output quality changed, reproduce failures, or safely improve the system. LLMOps therefore becomes the operational backbone that turns a promising demo into a controlled, inspectable, and improvable product. Lastly, evaluation and cost control as constraints on real-world usefulness. The book highlights that LLM applications must be judged by more than apparent intelligence in a small demo. Production systems must be evaluated for relevance, factuality, latency, reliability, safety, and cost. Evaluation is difficult because many LLM tasks are open-ended, so teams may need a combination of human review, automated tests, reference datasets, and model-assisted judging. Monitoring is also necessary after launch because user behavior, source data, prompts, and model versions can change system performance over time. Cost control is equally central. Large models can be expensive to host or call at scale, and GPU-heavy inference can quickly dominate operating budgets. Techniques such as quantization, efficient serving, caching, model selection, and careful retrieval design help balance quality with affordability. This theme gives the book a realistic production orientation. It recognizes that the best model is not always the largest or newest model, but the one that satisfies business requirements within measurable constraints. Engineering judgment is therefore as important as model knowledge. In conclusion, this book is best suited for AI engineers, machine learning engineers, back-end developers, data engineers, and technical teams moving from LLM experiments to deployed applications. Readers should ideally have some familiarity with Python, APIs, machine learning concepts, and cloud infrastructure, because the book is oriented toward implementation rather than casual introduction. Its practical benefit is a systems view of LLM engineering, how to combine retrieval, prompts, fine-tuning, model serving, monitoring, and pipelines into a maintainable product. Its intellectual benefit is that it clarifies the difference between using an LLM and engineering an LLM application. Compared with many prompt engineering books, it is broader and more operational. Compared with books on transformer theory or building models from scratch, it is closer to the day-to-day work of shipping AI software. Compared with general MLOps texts, it addresses LLM-specific artifacts such as prompt versions, generated outputs, vector retrieval, and feedback loops. Its limitation is that rapidly evolving areas such as agents and multi-agent systems are not the central focus. Even so, it stands out as a practical handbook for teams that need architecture, tooling, and process guidance for production-grade LLM systems. If you would like to support Paul Justine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.